The House Agriculture Committee's General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittee held a hearing reviewing the state of the farm economy late last week. Bart Davis Jr., a cotton and peanut producer from Doe Run, Georgia, and Matt Huey, a cotton, sorghum, and corn producer from Beeville, Texas, both testified. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, was in attendance and joins us now to talk about the issues the farmers put forward in the hearing.
Both of them talked about the increasing challenges that they're facing on the ground, which they believe are reflective of the overall economic condition facing cotton and other row crop producers across the country. Specifically, they talked about the convergence of several factors that are now compounding the economic challenges that growers are facing. And that includes, one, the global supply and demand situation that has resulted from some large crops in certain countries that has put downward pressure on global commodity prices, including cotton. Secondly, the ongoing trade tensions, particularly between the U.S. and China, and the impact that's had on that key export market for cotton and other commodities, and also the need to get the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement passed to provide some trade certainty in those markets. And then the third factor would be the natural disasters that occurred in many regions of the country last year, particularly hurricanes throughout the southeast, but also the drought in the southwest region and now flooding in portions of the country in early 2019. The witnesses highlighted these challenges and the need that, in addition to Congress finally passing an ag disaster bill in response to these natural disasters, that there also is clearly now a need for Congress and or the administration to step in and provide some additional economic assistance because of the ongoing trade tensions. And I think that was very well received by the leadership and members of that subcommittee. They all seem to indicate as well, one, their support for getting an ag disaster bill passed, and secondly, the need to help support producers above the farm bill that was recently passed late last year, recognizing that a farm bill alone and crop insurance are not equipped to help producers deal with the magnitude of the challenges they are facing today.